Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi. Amazing. Okay, thank you. Wow. I have a lot that's in my heart right now, so it's very difficult to share. The reason it's difficult to share is because in life, for myself, and I'm sure we could all relate to it, that things move very, very fast. For me, things move very fast. And the moments that I want to try and freeze and try and grab and try and be in are moments like this. A moment, as I was just sharing with Sean, with Rabbi Glantz, just sharing a little bit that I have a flight tomorrow morning. To be honest, I feel a little bit interesting with the division over here with the, it's fine. I have a flight tomorrow morning to Eretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land, to Eretz Yisrael. And I always, whenever I come here to America, when I leave Eretz Yisrael, I try and stay like we all do. We try and stay connected to home. Home is so deep. Home doesn't just mean my house where I grew up, because sometimes your house is not your home. Home is deep. We all like to be connected to our home, to the deepest part of us, to each and every one of us. And it's the strangest thing. Sean, I think I said it last year, and I'm not just repeating what I said last year, and this is before, Rabbi Glantz, I wasn't Zoicha. It was a few hours, as you said, to be here. And to think that I'm like heading to Eretz Yisrael. I think Rav Nachman, one of the tzaddikim, I think the tzaddikim say, wherever we're walking towards Yerushalayim, especially now that it's Erev Shivasar Betamas. It's Erev the 3 weeks. And I'm just sharing what I think is in my heart. I'm just sharing me. I'm going to try and just share me a little bit that to come up to, I don't even know, I mean, I know Camp Levi. I don't know what town we're in. I don't know what this is called. The roads are windy. This is going to sound interesting. When we were driving and we hit just the windy roads, and I said, we take a trip to Europe, to the Kutzker, to the Tzaddikim. We went this year. The windy roads to find myself. Sometimes we have to like go off road to find ourselves. It's like a funny thing. And I was mentioning to Avram as we're driving, and I'm like, I feel like I'm on the way. This is what I said. I think I said this. Correct me if I'm wrong, or if I felt this. I don't know if I said it. That I feel like I'm on my way to the tzaddikim. That's what I said. I felt it. I'm in some, I don't even know where I am. I'm on the way. Now, I'm supposed to say, no, the tzaddikim, I'm going to the airport, right? I'm going to the airport to Eretz Yisrael. So this is Derech, Eretz Yisrael. Like I said, okay, we're all. But I just want to say, I'm just sharing, I don't know what's going on. I walk in here. I feel, I see, I think I'm experiencing something that is so holy, so pure. What is everybody doing? I don't know what time it is. Sitting here for what? Thirsting for what? Thirsty for what? Play ball, Go have fun. Go out there. We're thirsting. We're thirsting to connect, to be together. We're thirsting to know ourselves. As the tzaddikim say, it's not about knowing God and believing in yourself. It's about believing God, believing in God, and getting to know yourself. When you love someone, as I say this all the time, I don't say it enough, it's good to remind myself, when you love someone, you fall in love, Emir Tashem, everybody should be zocha to be able to fall in love with their spouse and really know what that is to fall in love. It's the most beautiful thing. And I always like to say, to learn to fall in love with yourself as well, to learn to fall in love with yourself. And know what that is? It's getting to know yourself. It's getting to know the other person. That's what love is. Love is when I don't know you, when I don't know myself, and I want to get to know myself. I want to get to learn myself. I just want to say, it's nothing to do with being 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. It continues. I'm still getting to know myself. That's what life is about. One of the tzaddikim said a person can live for 70, 80 years and still not get to know himself or herself. That's what we're here on this world. This environment, if I could even say those words, environment, this place, this makom, this place is a place, and we know that camp in general, sometimes being away from the busyness, being away, being able to see a sunset, being able to sit at the lake, being able to walk around is so deep. It's so deep for each and every one of us. I'm very honored. To be honest, I really don't know how to do this. I really like discussions. I really like conversations. I think we have a lot of information. I could talk for myself. I'm just sharing for myself. Like, we just have a lot of information and stuff and things. And I think it's important to have conversations about things. I think it's good to listen to each other. So I'm happy, Rabbi Glantz, that you said the half hour. I'd like to know the time. You could tell me the time, Avram, if you don't mind, someone could tell me the time. I don't want to take up time, but I didn't pack. I'm one of those terrible. Of course, my wife's a great packer. I'm not usually, that's the way it works. I'm not a good packer. I get all anxious packing. I didn't pack. I wait till the last minute, and then I have this order in my hand, and I throw everything in the suitcase. So I didn't pack, but this is part of what I want to pack. I wouldn't be here at this time. This is what I want to pack. I want to pack this and bring this with me. I want to share just one thought, and then if we can, just talk a little bit together. Just talk a little bit. The thought that I want to share with all of us, I just want to share this. I really just want to share. I'm just going to read something quickly. It's a medrash. Just bear with me. Please bear with me. I'll be quick on the medrash and then we'll talk. We know we all want peace. Shalom. Shalom. Who doesn't want peace? Sim shalom. We all want peace. This week's parasha, shalom. It's all about shalom. Brisi shalom. Hineni noisin lo yisbrisi shalom. We know that Pinchas was oh shalom. How do you get peace? So look what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hineni noisin lo yisbrisi shalom, Gadol ha-shalom shenosan le-Pinchas. The whole entire world exists with shalom. HaTorah kula shalom. As it says, Derachea darchei noam v'chol nesivoseha shalom. In ba adam min haderech, what do you say? Shalom. You say shalom. It's the most beautiful thing to have peace inside of ourselves. The Medrash says, v'chein shachris, in the morning. Good morning. Shalom. Hi. It's the most beautiful thing. Be'emesh, shalom b'shalom, Shema Yisrael, shalom, Birchas Kohanim, we finish b'shalom, Hashem Oz la'amo yitain, Hashem Yivarech es amo b'shalom. What is that? What is the shalom? And I was thinking, I just want to share one thing, and then I really want to hear from all of you. I really want to discuss it because I want to pack. I was saying before to Rabbi Horn and Rabbi Glantz, just schmoozing. I said, I really want to sit down. I know we were in the middle of a conversation. I'm sorry that I, for respect for the rabbis, I'm sorry that I was like, it wasn't nice what I did, but I was like already not paying attention. So Mirtz Hashem, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I just want to share one thought about shalom. If I could have peace within myself, and it hit me. I just want to share. There are two points to it, and then we could talk. I was thinking, it could be the first time I had this thought. Shalom is also the letters to be a moshel, to be a ruler, to be a ruler. As it says, Shlomo HaMelech was a melech of so much. But what was he ultimately the melech on? On himself. They say stories about the Wunder Rebbes in the World War II, Rachmana Litzlan, when the Nazis would kill the big tzaddikim. I heard this from the Rosh Shiva, from Rabbi Yeager. Heard this many, many times. They used to take the rabbi, and they would kill him publicly to humiliate Hashem Yirachem. And they asked the Rebbe once, they asked him, how many students do you have? How many chassidim are under you? And know what he said? He said, one, me. I'm trying to rule over myself. I'm trying to be a melech, a malka, over myself. I'm trying to live the life, as one of my favorite statements, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change. I'm not telling you to be the change. I'm saying to myself, Yoni, be the change I want to see in the world. I want to be a melech. I remember one of the chevra came over to me one time and said, I have 55 employees. I could run this one. I could run this company. I could run this business. But I can't even control myself. I could control other people, and I can't say this enough. I don't know if we said this last year. I think I said it last night. I probably said it today already. I could say it 500 times. Anyone who's heard my shiurim, you already know what I'm going to say, right? What am I going to say? You know what you could say, right? Hashem, grant me the serenity. Grant me the serenity to accept the people who I can't change. The courage to change the people who I can. And the wisdom to know that that's me. That that's me. If you could change yourself. I don't think any, right? One of the chevra said, Shui from Shlomo, right? It's not about change, it's about growth. Don't worry about changing yourself. It's about growing. And growth is slow. Boy, is growth slow. With people, fast is slow. This is a big one. With people, fast is slow, and slow is fast. In relationships, fast is slow. That's why we struggle, or I could say myself, that's why sometimes I could struggle with my relationship with Hashem. Why? Because slow takes time. Takes time. Relationships take time. Takes time to know myself. Takes time to be dovek to the tzaddikim. It takes time. Takes time. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes time. Slow, slow, slow. And I think that that's what peace is. I think that's a peace, no pun intended. It's a piece of peace. It's a part of peace. When I'm able to say, to be, it's the same letters, Shalom and Moshel. I want to be someone who can control myself. I don't mean that in a frum way. You got to control yourself. I want to be a person who I can move in. I don't have to worry about moving on. It's not about moving on. We're always looking to move on. We're always looking, I got to change this. I got to do this. How about being more present with myself? How about learning to be just me and to love me? And I know that sounds very cliche, like love me. I'm going to say it right here. I'm a little bit I'm a little bit older. I'm a little bit older. I still struggle with loving me. I'm learning to love me more. I'm learning to love me, and to the degree that I can love me is the degree that I can love someone else. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you don't have love, to the degree that you have love, you can give it. To the degree that I can control myself, that I could be shoylet, I could be moishel, I could rule. Moishel means to be moishel, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. You're moishel beruchai, ezeu gibar. Who's a strong person? Sean, I'm sorry, Sean, you'll forgive me. I love Sean. I'm Amish too. I have such respect. I just met him a year ago. I feel like I know him from childhood. To be a director, to lead, you have to lead yourself. That's a true leader. True leadership is not someone who can run a camp. True leadership is not a rabbi who has students. That's beautiful. A true leader is someone who can lead himself or herself. And that's when peace comes. I have peace. I have peace when I know that I can't control anyone. There's a great line that they say. I said this recently to someone. Relax. Sean, you'll like this. I think you'll like it. Relax. Relax. I don't have anything under control. So relax, right? Usually you say, relax, I got everything under control. Relax, I have nothing under control. The only thing I maybe can control, maybe I can control my eyes. Maybe I can control my ears. Maybe I can control the fact, and I can't say this enough, to learn Hilchus Lashon Hara. It's not hard to learn. It's hard not to speak Lashon Hara. It is hard, especially in groups, but it's not hard to learn Hilchus Lashon Hara. I'm not taking away from someone who it might be hard to learn Lashon Hara. You learn a halacha a day, I promise you it'll change your life. You learn a halacha a day, it'll change your life, the way you look at yourself, the way you look at the person next to you. And who doesn't want peace? Who doesn't want peace? It has nothing to do with nothing, nothing. And I mean this, and we know this is from the tzaddikim. It's not my own pshat. It has nothing to do with Iran. It has nothing to do with the president. And you all know what I'm saying is something that is true. It has nothing to do with Iran. It has nothing to do with the politics. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with, if there is no enemy within, then the enemy from the outside can do us no harm. Shivasar B'Tammuz is a time. What a beautiful time to start camp. I was telling Rabbi Glantz, one of my favorite songs, maybe I'll be zoicha to hear it. We'll hear Avram, we'll hear it on the way back. My favorite songs, right? I'm not saying this b'derech musar. I try to preach what I practice. I try not to practice what I preach. I try to preach what I practice. I don't listen to the news. I don't listen to the news. All the news does for me is make me sad, worried. Like someone told me, like, oh, what's going on? Again, nobody means this in a bad way. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael with this, right? You all know I don't use the word Haredi. I don't use the word Chiloni. I don't use the word Dati Lumi in my home. Nothing, nothing. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. Someone told me, oh, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael with this group? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. There is so much Achdus. There is so much Achdus in the Jewish people. We are so echad. Last year I said, after I did that, there was a podcast, and I was talking about this camp. And they were saying, oh, modern Orthodox, blah, blah. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I know one thing. This is Kaddish. This is holiness. This is holy. This is beautiful. This is Klal Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. Pardon me. Rabbi, you'll help me do mus. You'll give me musr, Rabbi. It's a bechinas. You know what? I could say it out. I don't like pulling out a Gemara because, like, that's cheap. Because you could always pull out a Chazal. I'm saying, but Chazal say kol mi sheyesh boideya ki yulunivne beis hamikdash biyamav. I don't know what that means, But I know that a person can build his or her Beis HaMikdash. V'shachanti b'soicham, b'soich kol echad ve'echad. That each and every one of us, you know what the problem I think that I have? The problem I have, there was a tzaddik, Revelvel Cheshen, from the 36, talk about tzaddikim, asked somebody about Revelvel Cheshen. He had glasses they saw after he died. He had sunglasses. He'd walk around with sunglasses. His grandson told me this. Revelvel Cheshen was a tzaddik yisoid oilam. They said after Eli Cheshen's grandfather, he told me the story, Rabari. He says when they took his glasses after he died, he had it black in here. He didn't see anyone outside of his Dalet Amos. People say, oh, don't judge. Judge favorably. I say, don't judge favorably. What are you looking at anybody? Don't look at anybody. I don't mean don't look to help a person. Stay within your Rav. The Mesillas Yesharim brings. Lo listakel chutz me'arba amosav. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? What's crazy is the people who are the biggest givers, the people who are the biggest givers are the chevra, is a person who is so tuned into himself or herself. It's so ironic. When I'm tuned into me, I could share me. When I'm tuned into me, I'm so much better at tuning into someone else. When I'm tuned into someone else, I miss them and I miss me. That just fell, Sean. That just fell, Minashmai. That's a keeper. When I'm tuned in to me, then I'm tuned into myself and the other person. When I'm tuned into somebody else, I'm not tuned into them or myself. And I say that about marriage. I could talk about marriage a little bit. I know there's a little youngsters over here. But we could talk about marriage. That's what it's about. It's about what? It's about overflowing. Shalom is about overflowing. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael is about overflowing. Achdus, you know how much achdus there is in the Jewish people? You know how much achdus there is? You know how much love there is for the Jewish people? You know how much chesed we're doing? You know how much, you know chesed that goes on in this, I don't know how many acres, on a daily and a second basis, counselors coming over to me, meet my camper, division heads who are taking off to fill themselves up so they can overflow to other people. That's what love is. That's what building the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built when they change. When they change. One finger pointing at them, three pointing at myself. It's when I change. It's when I change. It's when I'm Moishel. When I rule over me. When I'm able to rule over me. And I don't mean rule with an iron fist. I mean rule over me with love and compassion. Compassion and love. Guidance. I spoke too long. I want to hear from everybody. I don't know if I spoke too long. I feel like I spoke too long. There's an Ar Yasher and Ar Chayzer, and Asanel could tell you about that. Ar Yasher and Ar Chayzer, I'm not holding, and I'm sure the Rabbanim can tell you about that. I'm not holding so much in Ar Yasher and Ar Chayzer. Like, I tell you one thing. You all are bringing out holiness in me. I feel more holy. Whatever that word, I don't even know what that word means. I feel more connected to me, which ultimately is more connected to everyone, which ultimately is more connected to Hashem. I'm humbled. I don't know what you're doing over here. I don't know what you're doing over here. I don't know what's going on over here. But I can tell you, Hamokom Asher Atem Oimdim is Admas Kodesh. I don't know how that works. I mamish don't know how that works. I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular Jew who's trying to find me. Who told that? Who just said that? Al was telling me. I don't know. Someone told me, follow me. I don't know where I'm going. I forgot what I said, I don't know where I'm going. He says, I'll show you where you're going. I said, please show me where I'm going, because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. People ask me, I don't know what I'm doing. I know one thing. I know one thing. I'm trying the best that I can. I think I'm trying the best I can. I don't even know if I'm trying the best I can. I think I'm trying the best I can to just tap into me. And not to worry about anybody else. And know what happens when I do that? I worry so much about everybody else in the most beautiful way. I don't know if the word is I worry. I feel close to everybody else. When I'm able to be me, and you know what? It's so cliche, but it's so true. Shalom. That's what shalom is. Pinchas. Think about Pinchas. I'm sure you'll hear over Shabbos from your Rebbeim and from the Talmid HaChachamim that Pinchas did the exact opposite. But you know what I think the pshat is? I'm sure the tzaddikim say this. Know what the pshat is? He did the exact opposite of peace. But know what he did? He did him. He did Pinchas. And he was wrong, quote unquote. They didn't like what he did. The Rabbanim, they didn't like what he did. But know what he said? He says, I'm going to be me. I'm going to choose to be me. You know what happened after that? He gets peace. He got it all. He got it all. He won, as they say. He beat the game. He beat the game. I'm just going to read this last thing, and then again, see, I keep on going. You guys are, see, look, you're all great listeners. I really want to hear questions. Did I go? Can I go? We go a little bit long. I'm sorry. I'm so, and I didn't even eat any of the food here. I had a Gatorade. Do you make the Gatorade? Oh, I didn't have the Gatorade. Do you make the seltzer here? I don't know what's going on over here. I'm serious. I almost don't know what's going on over here. But sometimes we need someone from the outside. People live in the world of I'm not who I think I am. I'm not even who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. You know how terrible that is? I'll say it again. I know it takes a little time for me. I'm not who I think I am. This is what people sometimes live. It's painful. I'm not who I think I am, and I'm not even who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. You know how painful that is? You know how painful that is? To be in everyone else's head, to be in everybody else's. I know for myself, it's difficult. What is this one thinking? What is that one thinking? Relax, you have nothing under control. How about what I'm thinking? We had this, I'll end off with this, and then I really want to hear from you. Remind me to end off. You guys will remind me. They hear this from me all the time. I could say I'm ending off with this for like 30 minutes. So I'm going to try and end off with this. I'm speaking about Poland again. I'm speaking about the Kivrei Tzaddikim. I'm telling you, I don't know what it was coming up here, connecting to the Tzaddikim. Right away I asked this. I said, connect to the Tzaddikim, Rabbi Glantz. Connect to Rabbi Shemeyer. And Yocheved Sima. Right? That's his name. Try and connect to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who teach us how to love. That's what's so funny. The tzaddikim don't teach us how to be frummer, which I don't even know what that word means. They don't teach us to be frummer. They teach us to love more. They teach us to connect more to ourselves. They teach us to be happier. They teach us to chill out and enjoy and be able to enjoy this world properly. To enjoy myself, to enjoy my relationships. When we go to the tzaddikim, it always happens. We go to Poland and we come out of the bus and we usually dance in some gas station and everyone's videoing it, right? From Poland, and it's cold and all these Jews dancing. And the guys, this happens every time. They'll ask me, what are they thinking? That's what they ask me. What are they thinking? You know what I say? What do I say? I say, what are they thinking? I don't even know what I'm thinking. I'm going to tell you what they're thinking. I'm focused on what someone else is thinking. I'm going to look at the news. And I don't love the news. It's a lie. I was just going to say I love the news. I'm not even going to say it as late sunnis. The news is dangerous. The news is dangerous because it's minding. It has nothing to do with anything. First of all, it's Lashon Hara. It's Moitzi Shemra. And this group and that group, fake, it's mamish no shaychus. I know I'm just giving a whole thing on your song, Rabbi Glantz. Mamish, it's mamish nothing. This is news. This is my news. This is the station that I'm tuned into. I'm tuned into tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos, people who are sitting with a notebook, pens and notebooks, taking notes. I want to take notes from you. I want to hear from people who sit, who listen to shiurim, who sit there and say, I want to learn more. I want to learn more. I want to learn more. Okay. I think that that is an aspect of peace, is when I mind my own business. I think I'm gonna shout this out. Lahavdil, lahavdil. I don't like talking. You'll be Michael Tzadikim. Byron Katie, loving what is, says, I would suggest everybody to read Byron Katie, Loving What Is. Look it up. Her name is Byron Katie. She's affected my life. Chachma Bagoyim Tamin, whatever it is. Not getting into that. She helped my life. And she says we suffer when we're in other people's businesses. I don't mean we suffer as we suffer when I'm in someone else's business, either God's business, either Hashem's business, or someone else's business. I want to be in my business. That's peace. That's shalom. When I'm emotional, when I'm able to really be on top of my, I don't like that word. I don't know. We got to get a better word. When I'm able to really be tuned into myself and really tune into me, that's when I'm free. That's when I'm free. That's when I'm free. That song, Chadei Shameinu Kekedem, to listen to what Reb Shlomo Karbach says on that, freedom, freedom. Freedom is a gift from Hashem. You let it free. You're free. You're so, I am so free. I can't tell anybody else here. I am so free. I am so free when I mind my own business. And you know what that does? It makes me be able to tune in. It's so ironic. Isn't that crazy? When I tune into me, I could tune into you. It's so powerful. And when I'm so busy tuning into you, I can't tune into you or me. Okay, question, comments? We'll go for, I don't know. This is when it begins. That was all the intro. I just want to talk. I know I got a flight tomorrow. I'm going to sleep on the plane. I actually won't sleep on the plane, maybe a little bit. I'm saying I don't know what your schedules are, but I love to talk because I want to leave here. Of a Hasienu Hashem Elokeinu. I can't believe I'm saying this. You think it's a Yom Tov? It's Erev Shavasar Batamas. Hasienu Hashem Elokeinu. As Birkas Mayadecha, I want to take with me. I'm taking this back to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be together in Eretz Yisrael. We're all going to be there soon, very soon. Question, comments, please. Please. Yes.
What does it mean to tune into yourself?
That what?
To tune into yourself.
That's I love that question. What does that mean to tune into yourself? That's a great question. It's a great question. I would start, again, I'm just suggesting, I would start by not tuning into others and see what happens. A lot of times we shut off our phone, we stop. Well, that's why Hilchos Lashon Hara, I'm telling you, try it. Try it for a month. Learn. Don't worry about not speaking Lashon Hara. It's hard not to speak Lashon Hara. Start learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. Stop tuning into others, and suddenly what happens? You start tuning into yourself. You don't have to work on tuning into yourself. Yes.
How do you not tune into other people when they have something that you truly desire? Like, let's say you tune into yourself,
yeah,
and you see that you want something, and yeah, you look at another person, you see that they have that. How do you not meant to
being
tune
jealous
into yourself?
Right. I made a bracha before, I just want to say that. Meaning, how does a person, when they're jealous? Right, so it usually starts by looking at somebody else. They say the chet of Eitz Hadas was what? Yafel Einayim. It looks good. The second you look over there, the second you're looking at someone, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Oh, you're not going to walk around like this all day, especially in camp. You have your campers, you have this. But you know what I'm saying. Try. It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard. I agree. I'm not saying it's easy. If it was so easy, it wouldn't be a whole big thing. That Pinchas that we're talking about, it's like, wow, I know I got to tune more into me. I don't want to look. By the way, just agav. Just like kol apoysel b'mumay poysel, right? If you see something negative in someone, that means you have it in you. One finger at them, three at me. Kol apoysel, anyone who sees negative in someone else, that negativity is really within me. In psychology, lahavdil, they call it projection, but it's true. When you see something negative in someone, You have it? Ready for this one? When you see something positive in someone, you have that in you too. When you say, wow, that guy is a great guy. He's a cool guy. He's a this guy. I don't know if they say that anymore. He's a this guy. She's a this girl. Blah, blah, blah. That means you have it in you. And you know why also? Because we're all one. Because you for sure have it in you. But when you're jealous of someone and you see something beautiful and someone say, I wish I had that, you have that. You have that. You're just seeing it on the outside. It's hard.
While minding your own business.
I love that. I think naturally, you're especially in camp, you're going to help somebody. I think the more you mind your own business, the more you'll be able to help somebody. Minding your own business doesn't mean I'm walking around. Like people, right, what's that Maisa they say? Someone was knocking at the door. He was knocking at the door of one of the tzaddikim, and they opened the door. The wife opened the door, and he was looking down. He was looking down, and he said, better to look at her and think of the floor than look at the floor and look and think of her. Don't worry about helping. You'll help. You'll help. You're not in camp to be, no one here is in camp to be selfish. Nobody's here in camp to be selfish, to be self-care and to take care of yourself. The Dumna Magid said, told the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down. The best way to be mashpi on anybody, he says, it's a mushel of you have a lot of barrels of whatever it is, and you pour and you pour and you pour, and it overflows and you overflows. There's something called, you guys are going to get me started on codependence. We'll be here for an hour. Codependence is very dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Codependence means that I can't help myself. I'm going to hurt myself to help somebody else. It doesn't say v'ahavta l'reicha. It says v'ahavta l'reicha what? Kamoicha. Love him like you love yourself. To the degree that you love yourself. To the degree that you love yourself, that is the degree that you can love somebody else. It's a very heavy statement to say, but it is a true statement. To the degree that you love yourself, I guarantee you the more you love, I don't know, what's your name? Moshe. I don't know you, Moshe, but I love the question. I respect the question. To the degree that I love myself is the degree that I can love somebody else. And that's scary to say in marriage, but it's true in marriage. I'm married, B'li Ayin Hara, 32, coming up on 33 years, B'li Ayin Hara. I have a great marriage and getting better every day. And there's one reason, because the more I tune into me, not selfish, self-care, and I tune into me and I love myself and I learn to love myself. I'm a little bit old school, so the damage is, I have heavy old school damage. The more I love myself more, the more I love my wife more. It's hard. Camp is not, that's what I was saying about Sean. Camp is not, you don't have to work on, camp is naturally, you're gonna, if you could walk for a moment when you're walking from one place to another place and process and say, wow, this is beautiful, this is awesome for me, you'll give that over. Yes, oh, yeah. What are that, how are you, what? I love that you're here. I love that you're here. I love that you're here. When I was 15, I wouldn't be here. Thank you.
The concept of...
She's asking 15 years old. I was... We just got cable when I was 15. Yeah.
He's minding your own business.
Minding his own business. Sorry, I'm just like...
When you're minding your own business...
Yes.
What's that... How does that reflect on the concept of you being free?
Me being free? Meaning why am I free?
Yeah.
So first of all, I love that question. You know why? When I could just talk about me. When I mind my own business, I'm so much more relaxed. Because when I'm minding everybody else's business, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If I'm trying to fix my mom, I can't fix my mom. I don't have to fix my mom. My mom is the best. I don't have to fix anybody. Everyone's perfect. So when I try and do something that I can't do, I'm tense. When I could do something that I can do, it's great. Does that make sense? It's good? Thank you. Love that. Thank you. Thank you. Love that. I love that. Anybody on? Yes.
I feel like a lot of people use the term like to love yourself and like to have like introspect and like
yes.
those terms. But what does that actually mean?
I love, thank you for, great question. Great question. I don't know exactly because I'm still learning to love myself more. I'll say two things. Number one, there's something called the five love languages. And you can incorporate the five love languages. You could look it up. I'm not going to get into the five love languages here. It's important to know the five love languages. That's my humble opinion. And you could put the five love languages on yourself. That's number one. Right? Okay. Number two, I think have a good friend and someone who could be there for you. Have a person in your life who could really be there for you and to learn to receive that love. You know, it's hard. What's your name?
Aviva.
Well, one of the challenges that I've experienced is like, I gotta love myself, so that means I don't need anyone. I don't this. I gotta love myself, just me, myself, and I. When I have other people love me, and I learn the five love languages within myself also, but I can have other people. When I saw my close friend, Rabbi Ari Sashtin, when Ari smiles at me and knows Yoni as Mike Doob, oh, I gotta say Mike D, as Mike Doob says, I know Yoni before the beard, right? When I have a friend of mine who gives me like that love, it makes me feel good. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you. Yes.
How can we love the people that make it very hard to love?
Yes. I mean, we're saying love a lot. I really like that question a lot. Okay, we might be here for a while once you're asking that question. I'm sorry, your name again?
Summer.
Summer's question is a great question. Okay, we're going to switch a little bit. Sad feelings and happy feelings go together, which means if I can't feel sadness, it's hard to feel happiness. I don't want to get into happy, sad, what those words mean. Feelings are feelings. And if I'm able to recognize that someone hurt me, or I don't love someone, whatever that means, and they hurt me, I'm able to feel the hurt, then I'm also able to love. And sometimes, this is a tough one to say, Erev Shavas or Batamas, sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves that I don't love that person and it's hard for me to love that person. And I actually don't like that person. I think sometimes that's step one. Now I can learn to love someone, but to be honest to say I don't like them. And to start from there. Is that, yeah? Yes.
So where does the concept of feeling other humans, it's ours.
Yeah, great.
So today, that's the whole concept of advocating for you, then
yeah.
Shakes your mind.
So to the degree that you can have self-compassion is the degree that you could have compassion for someone else because we're all the same. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So if I hate him, or I hate her, I hate myself. So to the degree that I could love myself and learn to love myself will be the degree that I could love the person next to me.
Feeling the tsaras.
Feeling the tsaras. Do I feel my tsaras? Do I feel my pain? When I feel my pain, I'm able to get in touch with my pain. I can get in touch with other people's pain. To the degree that you can tap in to your pain is the degree that you could tap into the pain of others. Psychopaths, and I don't mean like psychopaths as a cute thing, a real psychopath who can kill somebody, who could has zero self-compassion. Zero.
When you have
Rachmanis of Zich, they say. Al hecholi evke. Al hecholi evke. I cry on my churban Beis Hamikdash. Chol yarei shemaim. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're a Talmud Chacham in the makings. The Shulchan Aruch says, Roy lechol yarei shemaim should be doyeg meitzar v'doyeg on the Beis Hamikdash. And they ask, what do you mean a yarei shemaim is supposed to worry about the Beis Hamikdash? Let's say I'm not a yarei shemaim. Am I supposed to also mourn the Beis Hamikdash? And know what they say? No. You're supposed to mourn yourself.
If someone's zeicha to feel that, then...
Then if you are zeicha to feel that in you, you'll feel it in him.
What do you do with that pain?
You cry out to Hashem and you say, too much pain. It's too much pain. Too much pain. There's too much pain in the world. Too much pain in the world. There's so much pain in the world. There's so much pain in my world. There's so much pain in my world. And the tzaddikim are able, the tzaddikim are it's all the same. It's, your pain is my pain. It's all the pain. It's one pain. I think so. It sounds like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what the tzaddikim, I don't know. But I'm not sure, I don't know. I take that back. I don't know. You'll ask the tzaddik, I don't know. I know that the more, I could talk about my experience. The more I have compassion for this guy here, the more I'm able to tune in to other people. What? There you go. So good. You could tell me. I don't know. Good. I agree. No. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to be right. Thank you, everyone. This is like, wow. Yeah.
Like we all came in scrub with different qualities.
One more time.
We all came in scrub with different qualities.
Right.
So how can I have pain for someone else? How can I have pain for someone else if we all came in scrub with different qualities? Like I have a quality to feel more pain than someone else.
Right.
But someone else came in with quality to feel
how
less.
How old?
I'm 13.
13. Why? You know why I asked that question? Because you're 13 years old. You're asking such a beautiful, deep, sensitive question. I'm excited to meet a 13-year-old. What's your name?
Nadav.
Sorry, I lost the question in your age. So what's the question again?
Hashem creates people with different qualities.
Right.
How can I feel someone's sorrow if someone else is gifted to feel more sorrow than me?
I don't know. I don't know what someone else feels more than me. I'm not sure. How do I know?
Compassion to my max potential.
You hear what this guy's saying at 13 years old, yeah. If what?
If I'm compassionate to my max potential, but someone else is compassionate to more,
right.
Would I be able to feel all that he has, or I can't feel what he has because I'm not at his level?
I don't think I understood the question, I'm sorry.
I'm not, like, Hashem creates people at different levels of Kedusha, right?
Okay, right.
So if I'm a person with less Kedusha, how can I feel someone with more Kedusha?
How do you know if you have less Kedusha, maybe you have more Kedusha?
Yeah.
I don't know if we could compare.
We can.
How do you know? I think, let me ask you a question. Who do you think has, I'll tell him who I think, and I would say who I think has more Kedusha, you or me?
I'm saying.
You have more Kedusha. What? Because you think I have more Kedusha. I think you have more Kedusha. I would take a Sefer Torah and say that you have more Kedusha. I don't know if I'm right, but I would bet on it. How do you know it has more Kedusha? Exactly.
also, it's like a game of assumptions.
It's tapping into you, Agar.
Yeah, but
you.
If you're tapping into you,
yeah,
and you try to feel for someone else, but you don't know what the other person
I'm
has.
Trying to feel for me. So try and feel for you. Nadav, you know what Nadav means?
Yeah.
What?
What? No, it means
to give. Right? And Nadav, right? To give. So give to yourself. At 13 years old, give to yourself, you'll help bring Mashiach, which you're doing already.
Right.
Thank you, Nadav. Legend. Sean, what's going on over here? Sean, what are you feeding? What's going on? Thank you, Nadav. Okay, let's take one more, and then I think we'll. Okay. So yeah. You could say yeah if you want to.
Speaking, a guy in yeshiva always said that sin is someone I'm not. Connects with what everybody's saying that you only sin when you're not yourself, when you're not connected to that, then that happens.
Yeah. No, Sean, we gotta thank you everybody for Rabbi Sasha, you're gonna say something? Come on, Ari, come on. Ari, come on. What? It's not my Rabbi Glantz, can someone, Rabbi, what do you say, Rabbi? Could you say, Machazik?
I think what the Rebbe is saying is that there's a concept called the law of attraction, which you put out there. What you feel inside is what you attract and bring out of others. I think that's what you're basically. When I worry about myself, when I build myself, when I think find the Nekuta Tov in myself, it brings out the Nekuta Tov in everybody else.
Yeah.
I think it's spot on.
Yeah. And you know what I think? Thank you, Rabbi Glantz. I think, and I'll end off with that, is that if we could try Ish Esreyu Yazoiru Ulechiv Yoimar Chazak, to strengthen each other and be there for each other, to really strengthen each other and be there for each other, and to remind each other. To remind ourselves, as I tell the guys all the time, leaders create followers, great leaders create leaders. And I always say, don't follow me. Please don't follow me. Don't follow me. There's one thing you could follow me in, and that's that I'm trying to follow me, so follow you. But you don't even have to do that either. Follow you, tap into you. You have all the answers. The geula is within each and every one of you. The geula is within each and every one of us. The geula is not over there. The geula, redemption and love and freedom and chayrus and shalom is so within each and every one of us. And let's Hashem, it's, I guess, a prayer. Hashem, please, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, you know what, maybe we could sing. You know what, I'm getting emotional. There are people in hospitals. There are people who are hurt. There are people who have broken families. There are people who are not in a camp like this. There are people who don't know there's Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Maybe we could sing. Let's sing for the Jewish people. Let's sing for our brothers and sisters. Let's sing for Klal Yisrael. Let's sing for our brothers and sisters, mamish. It's not a cute thing, a brother and a sister. We're all mamish brothers and sisters. Hashem, help, help, help. Shavasar B'Tamaz is a day and a half from now. That Amir Tzashem will be Zoicha, each and every one of us will be Zoicha. You know, we'll sing V'yu Rachamecha. Sing V'yu Rachamecha Mizgoylulim, which means Hashem, have Rachamim on the Jewish people, have Rachamim on all the soldiers, wherever they are, on all of those children who are bullied, families who are broken, people, our brothers and sisters who don't even know what it means to love oneself, who never got love, who didn't experience that. We can do it together. We can do it together. We are doing it together. V'yiyu rachamecha me'yizkai lilim alam gachemecha. You could sit down. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Shkoyach, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is this mine? Shkoyach.